إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, لن تنالوا البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that you cannot reach the level of birr, the level of piety with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until you spend that, you spend that in the path of Allah, you give in the path of Allah that which you love the most. Hatta tunfiqu mimma tuhibbun. Until you give that which you love the most. When this ayat was revealed, Abu Talha al-Ansari radiallahu anhu gave to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had a garden, he had a date palm orchard, which was considered to be one of the most valuable pieces of real estate in Medina. It had a stream through the middle of it, sweet water well or stream, and it was completely bearing. He came and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I want to give this in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, why? He said, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed this ayah, and this garden I love the most. So I want to give this. I want to remind myself and you that this religion is a religion of action. It is not a religion of believing something and sitting with that belief. It's not a religion of believing something and talking about the belief. It is a religion of believing something and living by that belief and living that belief and demonstrating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have this belief. That is the essence of Islam. Because without that, it is easy to talk. It's easy to talk. Anyone can say anything, anyone can claim anything. But actual results come only from action. I have some rules of success which I teach. And the first of them is passion. You can only succeed in that which you have passion about. And passion and passion is not interest, it's not something you like, it's not something nice to have. It is something which keeps you awake in the night. It's something about which you are thinking 24 hours. It's something which is constantly in your mind. It's something that you measure the success of your life against. If I achieve this, then I am successful, otherwise I have failed. That's what's passion. Passion is not something where you hesitate even for an instant to do anything that leads to achieving that passion. Whatever it takes, whether it's money, whether it's time, energy, whatever. For that which you are passionate about, whether to spend your resource in pursuit of that is not even a decision point for you. That is a default. It's not even something that you will spend 10 seconds thinking about. That is passion. And with the Sahaba Ridwanullahi Alayhim Ajma'in, Islam was passion. And that is the reason why they were successful. They were so humongously successful. It's unbelievable. If you sit and analyze the early history of Islam, it is completely unbelievable how Muslims succeeded. And I'm talking about the worldly success. I'm not even talking about success before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the Sahaba. Allah gave them that. But with, in terms of worldly success, how did they manage to succeed? How did they manage to conquer so much of territory? How did they manage to do that without decimating populations? There's a difference between how Muslims conquered territory. When Muslims conquered territory, it was really a change of regime, that's all. The local population, civilians, places of worship, priests, women, children, nobody was bothered, nobody was assaulted, nobody was killed. And this is history, this is not, I'm not making it up, this is history. Whereas when in the Crusades, when the Christian troops, when they first conquered Jerusalem they themselves write that they slaughtered every living thing in Jerusalem. And the people there were the Jews and the Muslims. And they slaughtered every living thing. And they said that there was so much blood that they said our soldiers were walking through blood which was ankle deep. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. This is how the Christian armies conquered, when they conquered. But on the contrary, you have case after case after case of Muslims who conquered. And they went into Egypt, they went into Iraq, they went into what is now Mulk al-Sham, which is Syria, Lebanon, Jordan, Palestine. They went into Iran. All of these were countries which were not Muslim. There was no genocide, there was no mass slaughter, nothing, just a regime change. And to the extent that they came into India, for example, I mean, there was just a regime change. The key thing is that in many countries, including India, Spain, where the Muslims went, to this day they are minorities. They didn't kill anybody, they didn't do any mass slaughter. So the point I'm making is that people, Sahaba got that much of success in a worldly sense. How? Because of being passionately committed to Islam. The Sahaba did not make money out of Islam. They spent money for Islam. And that's why they were successful. Today, many people have converted Islam into a business. They make money out of Islam. But the Sahaba did not make money out of Islam. Find me one single instance where a Sahabi took money to do da'wah. Where a Sahabi took money to teach the Quran. Not one single instance. Whereas today we have made this into a business. That's why there's no barakah in our work. But the Sahaba, they went into Indonesia, they went into Malaysia, they came into South India. No armies, no wars, no jihad, no nothing. Entire countries became Muslim. How? Because of that passion for Islam. Because of living for Islam. Because of investing for Islam. Giving everything that they have for the sake of the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's why I remind myself and you that the first rule of success is passion. Whether it is Islam, whether it is your career, whether it is your marriage, whatever it is, being passionate about something. And I always tell people, if you are not passionate about something, do yourself a favor, get out of it, go and find something that you are passionate about. Because if you are doing something which you are not passionate about, believe me, you are never going to do well at it. You will always be a lame duck. You will always have poor results, and it will only give you dissatisfaction. It cannot give you satisfaction. It cannot give you success in this life. So why do it? Go find something which you are passionate about, because that is what you will succeed in. And that is exactly what the Sahaba did. I gave you the example of the Seerah, where Abu Talha al-Ansari radiallahu anhu demonstrated this passion. And there are many such instances. Today this is enough for today. But he demonstrated this by saying, this is the, Allah has revealed this ayat of the Quran. What is the proof that I believe this is the kalam of Allah, that I act on it? Allah revealed this ayah, so I must act on it. Now what did he say? Allah said, give that which you love the most. This is what I love the most. This is what I give to Allah. Not something which is spare, which is lying. I'm not saying garbage or anything. But something which is spare, which you don't use and so on and so forth. We give something. No. Give what you love the most. Something which you feel about. And this is the lesson for me and for you, inshallah, that let us be passionate about this deen of ours. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this deen. This came to us through the best of all creation, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it was demonstrated by him and his sahaba, better than whom did not exist. And this is what came to us. So let us honor it by living it, by practicing it, not just by talking about it, not just by speaking about it. Many times people come and say, I want to be a speaker. I said, I want to hear somebody saying, I want to be a practitioner. Don't be a speaker. Be a practitioner of Islam. Because that is what will take you into Jannah. If you are only a speaker without practicing, it will take you into Jahannam. So why do you want to be a speaker? You want to go to Jahannam? Be a practitioner. Practitioners go to Jannah. Speakers may go to Jannah, may not go to Jannah, depending on how much they practice. So let us be practitioners of Islam. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.